the stars from Charlie's Angels, David Doyle, Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, from MASH, Loretta Switz, Joey Mitchell, and Fanny Flay, as we play the star-studded Big Bunny Match Game 79. And now, here's the star of Match Game 79, Gene Rivers!
Well, sorry, you're going to have to settle for me. This is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast episode 45. Hope you're doing well today. Man, I miss Gene Rayburn. He was just such a great, fun, goofy-looking dude, but what a great talk show host, that's for sure. We got a fun potpourri of TV theme song goodness for you today. Just kind of dug a lot out of the Retro Crush vaults and thought I'd just share a lot of fun TV theme songs, some interesting alternate versions of some things, and some things that I just wanted to share with you. So, no other reason than that. So, I'm going to start off with a kids show that was from WGBH in Boston. And they used to have the beginning of, they showed the logo on PBS for WGBH, and it would go, and it would show this, like, WGBH logo. And it was always right before Zoom, but they also had it right before Julia Child's cooking show, so I'd always get my hopes up when I heard that sound and then see that it was Julia Child, and it'd come crashing down. But Zoom was a show that they've actually brought back recently with an all-new format, but this was a show, just had a bunch of kids wearing rugby shirts, and they had, like, fun little activities and drawing and riddles, and, you know, just a real activity-based show for kids, but just a lot of fun.
We're gonna zoom, 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 zoom. Come on and zoom, 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 zoom. Everybody's doing it, everybody's doing it, everybody's having a
So that's not the whole version of it, unfortunately, but I remember there was a portion of that lyrics that said, "We're gonna teach you to fly high." And I was pretty little watching this show, and I always was disappointed that they never really did teach us how to fly. A TV theme song that I really enjoyed, didn't enjoy the cartoon so much, but I always thought the theme song was really good, was for the anime show Star Blazers. I believe this was based on a Japanese cartoon that was called Spaceship Yamato. And what I'm going to do is going to play for you the U.S. version of the theme song. And I have a rare Japanese version of it that's you can compare the two. I'm going to play them one right after another. And you can just really see how they each have their different style to it. I actually prefer the Japanese version, but I'll let you decide for yourself.
We're off to outer space. We're leaving Mother Earth to save the human race. Our Star Blazer. Searching for a distant star, heading off to a scant star, leaving all we love behind. Who knows what dangers we'll find? We must be strong and brave. Our home we've got to save. If we don't, in just 1 year, Mother Earth will disappear. Fighting with the Gamelons, we won't stop until we've won. Then we'll return, and when we arrive, the Earth will survive with our Star Blazers.
Arawa, Chikyu yo, Tami natsu fune wa, Uchu.
Yamato.
kind of a eerie ending to that song there, with that woman just screaming in the background there. But just a fun show. I'm surprised they haven't collected Star Blazers on DVD yet. And speaking of things that they hadn't previously collected on DVD that are on the way soon, looks like next year we're finally going to get Gimme a Break on DVD with Nell Carter. So the four people out there that wanted to see that one, you finally got your wish. That's a real bizarre show. I can't believe there is such a demand for that. They decided to put a $40 season one DVD set, but apparently there's a lot of Nell Carter fans out there. I do recall that during season one or season two, I wish I could remember which one, but Andy Gibb had a guest spot on there, so you know I'll be buying it. See, also on Valentine's Day, you could really tell your loved one that you don't like them by buying them the Charles in Charge DVD set. It's so funny the way these press releases are written up, calling it the long-anticipated Charles in Charge on DVD. It was kind of funny to see that news because French Steve, who runs the Sneeze, just recently put a blurb on the top of his page that says, "You know, I've been giving it some thought, and I've decided that I do not want Charles in charge of me, of my days or my nights. Fuck that. I was on the fence for a while, but then it became suddenly very, very clear." Charles in Charge does have one of the most annoying TV theme songs out there. In fact, I'll play it for you here so you can see.
New boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and is understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our day and our night. Charles in charge of our
Steve, I hope you like your long-distance dedication. You know, it's funny hearing that theme song. It reminds me of these recurring dreams that I have where Charles Nelson Reilly is in charge of me. And I end up waking up in this giant puddle of ejaculation. It's pretty scary, but pleasurable at the same time. Well, speaking of scary but pleasurable, I'd like to play some voicemails from you. And of course, you know what time that means. Yes, it's time for the RetroQuish voicemail theme song. It's time for some RetroQuish voicemail. They're from people like you and me, who are bored while they're driving in their car, and they have nothing better to do than to call some podcast, who will play their messages and make fun of them for having really retarded voices. Ooh. Okay. Well, here are our voicemails for the day. And by the way, you can always call our voicemail number by dialing 916-231-9480. That's 916-231-9480. By the way, I just want to mention that I get lots of great emails from people, which you can always email us at rberry@retrocrush.com, or just go to retrocrush.com and there's an email button right there. You can't remember such a thing. But it's funny because I'd say about 7 or 8 out of 10 of the emails I get from people are from women. But yet the voicemails that I've received since we've started this podcast are almost, well, they're exclusively from men. I have yet to receive a woman call and leave a message on our voicemail. So either we basically, women are too shy to call, or all the emails I get from women are really from guys pretending to be women, which I'm okay with that, really. I'll keep the illusion going if that's what it's got to be. But here's our first voicemail here. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Robert, it's Jeff in Tennessee, taking my long trip home, almost home. wanted to thank you for reading my email on the podcast. That was the pizzazz thing. Hooray! And now I'm listening to the Harry Potter episode, and I thought, you know, who better to tell my Harry Potter joke to than you? I made up. Oh, I just ruined it. Anyway, so if you want, you can have a podcast. What did the hippie florist say to the young wizard? I'll show you a Harry Potter. That's my joke.
Well, that was a pretty funny joke. Well, on to our next voicemail here. Hope you like this one.
Hello, my name is Ralph. I'm calling from Queens, New York, and I'm a new listener to the podcast. I just wanted to say that I enjoyed it a lot. It's been really interesting. I just got into it this past week, and I've been like listening to every show. I really like it. I think it's well done. I'm hearing some of those old TV themes, like from the Super Friends and some other Saturday morning cartoon stuff. I think that was really good. I agree with you. The Godzilla that was made at that time was really, really, really bad. But it was an affront to Godzilla as much as the movie was later on. What else? That little Marky, little thing you did that was disturbing. That thing was really, really kind of left me with a upset stomach. So please, no more little Marky. And let me see if you can, where someone can find probably video game theme songs. I like some of the top 10 one you had. I'm looking for more ones like from like the 80s and 90s, if you could recommend any place I can look. Jumping right back, up to theme songs, I also found a great website of 80s TV theme songs. I think that's what it's called, 80stvthemes.com. So you can check that out. Again, just thanks for the podcast, and I enjoyed it a lot. And keep it up. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, thanks for the nice voicemail there. In honor of your voicemail, I'm going to play that Godzilla theme song again for those of you who didn't hear it the first time around. This was from a Saturday morning cartoon around 78 or so, I believe. And it sounded really cool to have a Godzilla cartoon. And even the beginning of this theme song sounds pretty awe-inspiring. But, well, we'll let you see how it gets screwed up near the end there.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, green fire is hanging in the sky. Godzilla, 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 and Godzilla.
Yes, because it was so hard to get boys to enjoy a cartoon about Godzilla, you had to add a goofy little sidekick named Godzuki there to keep their attention, because, you know, boys just hate watching violent big monsters break apart buildings and things like that. Well, here's our final voicemail, as they call them on the street.
Robert Barry, this is Bernard from Pennsylvania. I want to say that you're the funniest thing since I love the 80s 3D. In fact, I thank God for you and your witty, ironic commentary. Thank you and keep up the good work. I love you, and so does that Steve Kokoju guy who got a kidney. Goodbye.
Wow, what a sweet email. You know, I always like to get voicemails, I mean, from people in Pennsylvania that are pretending to be from the deep south. I don't know, that doesn't sound like an authentic Pennsylvanian accent to me. But what do I know? I'm just a podcaster. Well, going back to the TV theme songs, there's a fun show that's kind of been forgotten into TV history there. And honestly, I don't think it's been syndicated since it originally ran back in 1975. Mel Brooks, who, of course, had great fame with his show Get Smart and the many films that he made from the 70s all through even current times. In fact, his musical version of The Producers is coming out later this year. Such a great guy. You know, did you also know that Mel Brooks produced The Elephant Man with David Lynch? That's an interesting bit of trivia there for you Elephant Man fans. But a great show that I don't say great, but a funny show that he did that'd be kind of fun to put on DVD, and I'm surprised they haven't, is called When Things Were Rotten. This was a Robin Hood-themed parody kind of a TV series long before he did Robin Hood Men in Tights. And it had Dick Van Patten in it. It had Bernie Kopel from The Love Boat. Bunch of really fun people in this show. And the theme song was a lot of fun as well. So here is the theme song to When Things Were Rotten.
Once upon a time when things were rotten, not just food but also cakes. Rotten, everybody kicked the habits. Things were bad and that ain't good. Then came Robin Hood, ba-ba. Soon a band of merry men.
Speaking of going back on the subject of TV theme songs for shows with Scott Baio on them that make you want to put a gun in your mouth and paint your brains on the ceiling, we already talked about Charles in Charge, but talk about an atrocious TV theme song. The Joni Loves Chachi theme song is just totally, totally awful. It's just this slow, dragging, minute and a half long piece of garbage that just makes you want to smash a shovel into your face repeatedly after hearing it. This show lasted only a partial season, and you know, with the winning combination of Scott Baio and Aaron Moran, I don't know how they couldn't get a ton of extra viewers with that. But just check out this theme song and enjoy the despair with me.
People everywhere could take a crap just like able-bodied people could.
So as you can see, that was a pretty disturbing theme song. That was actually the version that they did not air, because I just really made that one up. So it's kind of lonely here at the Retro Kush Studios here tonight. My wife's out partying with her girlfriends while I'm at home cleaning toilets and crying. That's usually how I spend my Monday nights here. So if you'd like to console me, please call the Retro Kush voicemail, 916-231-9480. And please uplift my weary soul. Hey, you know what? Enough of those lousy theme songs. I'm going to play two really good ones really quick here for you that are just among the best ever recorded here. So the first one is for Bewitched. Next we have the theme to the Rockford Files, which was composed by Mike Post back in 1974, 31 years ago by Julian standards. I wrote about this on our top theme songs of all time. Though Mike Post is largely considered one of the gods of TV themes, I think his groundbreaking work on the 30-year-old Rockford Files show is clearly the best thing he's ever done. With cool high-pitched synthesizers, wonky harmonicas, and deep booming drums, it's a unique and super catchy theme that doesn't sound like anything else used on TV at the time. Even the goofy answering machine message, "This is Jim Rockford, at the tone, leave your name and message, and I'll get back to you," is cool. And, you know, I also wanted to use this time to tell you how much I really liked Stuart Margolin, who played Angel on that show, who's one of my favorite TV characters of all time. The sleazy charm he brought to that part was amazing and hilarious. That's all the time we have for today. Join us later this week, and we're going to be doing some more fun stuff as usual. I do have a very special treat for you Retro Crush listeners out there. I have the two-disc collector set tin can edition of King Kong, the 1933 original film. Trust me, folks, this is one of the best DVD sets you'll ever got. I've already looked through my set. Warner Home Video sent me some copies to give away early, so I would like to give away a set to a Retro Crush listener. And here's all you have to do. I want you to call the Retro Crush hotline and tell me a joke. Tell me your funniest joke. 916-231-9480, and we'll play them on the air here. And I will pick the best one. So we're going to have just, you know, hey, the best joke you know, give us a call. 916-231-9480. If it's a clean joke, a knock-knock joke, a dirty joke, one of those wacky Polish jokes from the 70s that used to be all the rage, I don't care. It's all uncensored here. So we'll play them all. So, again, 916-231-9480. The winner will have the Collector's Edition tin can set of King Kong 1933 version sent to their home. Well, thanks for staying with us. And don't be sad that I'm leaving, because, you know,
we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Retro Crush.